Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the second chapter of Pesachim, Mishnah Vav. Now, yesterday we just mentioned the species and the types of items you can bring for your mitzvah of matzah. Now, let's check out Mishnah Vav. Ve'elu yirakot she'adam yotze behen yedei chovato b'Pesach. And these are the vegetables with which you can fulfill your obligation on Pesach. And now we're talking about the obligation of maror, the bitter herb. So here's the list. Bechazeret. Chazeret is sometimes identified as lettuce. And there's a drasha that chazeret is related to being chozer, to returning, betshuva. Uve ulshin. Ulshin is endives. Uve tamcha. Tamcha is horseradish, the famous maror that's frequently used if you like to get spicy. Uve charchavina. And charchavina is some sort of thorny, spicy plant. Uv maror. And maror can be generally some sort of herb, some sort of vegetable that's spicy, or it could also be, according to Bartnura, some sort of coriander, which is a bitter type. The Mishnah says, Yotzin behen bein lochin ben yiveshin. We can be yotze by eating these vegetables, whether they are lach, moist, or yiveshim, or dry. Now, actually, they explain the stalks of these could be moist or dry, but if you're using the leaves, like chazeret leaves, the lettuce leaves, it's got to be moist and fresh. Avolo kivushin, but not pickled. So we can't use pickled bitter herbs, velo shlukin, and not cooked, like stewed, well-cooked, lo mevusholin, and not cooked normally. Gemara says all of these processes make them less bitter. Umitztarfin lichazayit, and they combine to be a kazayit. So if you had half a kazayit of chazeret and half a kazayit of horseradish, you are good to go. V'yotzin, and you can be yotze, you can do your mitzvah, but kelach shalem, with the stalk, not just the leaf. Ubedemai, or if they are from demai, we mentioned yesterday, that's produce purchased from a am haaretz, a person who's not necessarily scrupulous about taking all of the tithes, but at least the truma gadola he took. And we talked about yesterday why these items would work for matzah. Similarly, they would work too for mara, or maisa rishon shnei l'trumato, with the first tithe, where they've taken the truma, the part that goes to the kohen already, maisa sheni hekdesh shenifdu, or the second tithe, which must be eaten in Jerusalem, or kodshim, items that should go to the temple, but they've been redeemed, they've been bought back, so anyone can now eat them. Great, let's go on to Mishnah Zayin. Now, Mishnah Zayin is going to tell us certain activities we don't do because of the risk of creating chametz during Pesach itself. Ensuring that the mursan, the tarnigolim, we do not soak bran. Bran is the outer husk of grain kernels, and they would soak it for their tarnigolim, for the chickens. It makes it easier for the chickens to eat. But if you soak it, there's a risk of creating chametz. Avol holtin, but you can do halita, which is scalding in super hot water. So soaking normally, or even putting in warm water, you know, or cooking up, could make it chametz, but holtin is with super hot water, so there it's done quickly and there's no time for it to become chametz. The Mishnah continues, Aisha lo tishrei et mursan shetolich biyada lemerchatz. A woman, and it would be the same thing for a man, she can't soak bran that she's going to bring in her hand to the bathhouse. Now, the manashem, why is she taking bran to the bath? It's to rub on the skin. And we have this sometimes. Some people take an oatmeal bath. I think for chicken pox or other skin ailments, they put some sort of bran and oats into the bath. But here it's also, they would rub it on the skin to get the schmutz and the oil off the skin. You understand that soaked bran would absorb some of the oiliness or schmutziness on the skin. But the Mishnah says, shofahi bivsora yovish, but she can rub dry bran on her skin, and that's while she's in the heat of the bath, you know, around the hot water, she could rub it on the skin as long as it's not soaking and becoming chametz. Lo yilos, the Mishnah continues, lo yilos adam chitin v'yaniachol makato b'pesach. Person shouldn't chew on wheat kernels and put them on a wound. This was done for medicinal purposes. Mipnei shehen machmitzot, because just chewing on it, chewing it for a long time, could lead it to become chametz. Yashar koach and zay gesund.